top five pre-launch altcoins.
These are the five best projects of 2024 that haven't even launched yet.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto. From beginner tips to expert picks, use this as fuel for your investing journey. Because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the Bean Pod is sponsored by BitGet.
BitGet is the most user-friendly and secure crypto trading platform for both beginners and experienced traders.
BitGet is the best place to not only trade Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also all the small cap gems that we discuss every day.
With 24/7 customer support, leveraged trading, and a wide array of other advanced features, BitGet sets itself apart from every other centralized exchange.
Through Beanstalk's official partnership with BitGet, you'll receive 15% off all trading fees when you sign up using the referral link in the description.
All views expressed by speakers on the BeanPod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the BeanPod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
And this is Josh, the Nifty Investor.
Today, we're going to be revealing the top five pre-launch altcoins for the rest of 2024.
I think it's really important to pay attention to these pre-launch altcoins because look what happened when Ondo came out. Unfortunately, or fortunately, we were pretty early to that. And it's been up, I think, like 800% since it launched. Imagine knowing the day a couple days in advance before it came out and you're able to capture that and ride it for 1,000% gains. It's a 10x on your money.
For sure.
Now, that's huge. But sometimes these coins come out and you're like, fuck, I didn't even realize this launched, you know, 6 days ago or a week ago. It's already up 200%. Mm-hmm. I don't know if these projects or these coins are all going to go up the same way Ondo has, but I think it's important to have them on your watch list because maybe there's a, you know, early investors sell early, then that's a good, excellent time to maybe jump in and ride it,
right?
Or it takes off from the get-go and just keeps going up.
It's possible.
Either way, I think it's really important to have these on your, maybe on your calendar and have a look at them because there's some, a lot of promise, I think, in my opinion, in your opinion, that these look pretty good.
For sure. So I think one thing you have to realize about crypto bull market cycles is that some of the best performing coins are actually the ones that launch like in the earlier mid stages of that cycle because they're the new shiny objects, right? What you'll tend to see when you look at crypto cycles from 2009 to 2013 to 2017 to 2020 to 2024, the list of top performing coins always tends to change, right? You're not going to see the same top 50 from 2017 as you do this year. The ones that did the best in 2020, 2021, a lot of them are kind of dino coins now, right? It's about finding the new shiny objects. For better or for worse, a lot of these, you know, it's new narratives, new technology, new teams, and those can be some of the best performing coins. That's why today we're going to show you the five coins that haven't launched yet in this bull market cycle that we think could be some of the best performing coins out of all of crypto.
So the first one ties heavily into the Ethereum ETF. I think all things Ethereum will do quite well because once that ETF is available for trading, watch out. I think we're going to see a lot of institutional money flow in, and all ETH-based projects should do quite well. This one provides selective transparency for all your transactions, meaning you can choose whether or not other people can see or cannot see a transaction that you've made or the assets that you hold. And that is great because everything's on the blockchain. And right now on Etherscan, everything is traceable.
For sure. So the number one project, you know, I would say this is not like a top five. It's just five projects.
Yeah, just
I wouldn't
five
say this is number one rank. It's just the first one we're talking about. It's Data Ownership Protocol, DAOP. So if you've been following us for a while, you know we were, you know, involved in the private sale for DAOP. So a lot of people that follow us have gotten in early on this project already. They're holding their private sale bags. You know, I think before we talk about the project, we should talk about patience in crypto for a little bit, right? Because we see in our community and on Twitter and everywhere, people are very impatient. They just, all they want is, you know, when is DAOP launching? When is DAOP launching? Why hasn't it launched yet? Well, what you need to realize is that these things take time and timing is important. So at time of recording, you know, altcoins have been in a massive pullback. So I think all of you that have been complaining about DAOP not launching should think about it like this. If DAOP had already launched and you would have dumped your bag, which is likely, then you would have bought another altcoin, which then would have gone down 70%, like all altcoins have gone down in the past, say, 3 to 4 months, and you would have lost all your money. So actually, DOP not launching during this time of downward chop has actually saved you money, because you would have just bought another stupid project that would have gone down, right? Yeah. Like, I mean, I probably would have too.
Yeah.
Like, I probably would have made the same mistake. I would have maybe, you know, taken a little bit of profits from my DOP, bought another coin that would have gone down 50%. So actually, they've done us all a favor by holding through this not so good period, and patience in crypto is key.
Yeah, I think our thing too is like, because we can see what the community is saying, and there is something to be said for people who are able to hold by, like when you hold a project, when you get in at like the private sale prices that we are able to help facilitate at such like early round prices before it goes public, the amount of like, if you hold that, and let's say that like this is one of those projects that does well over the next 5 years, you might be looking back and be like, why the hell did I dump my bag on day one? Mm-hmm. Like, why did I not exercise any patience? Because now that bag, that project that's gone from $1 billion market cap is now sitting at $50 billion market cap. Yep. You know, so like you said, patience is key. And I think with these altcoins that haven't launched yet, if you are an early round investor, you need to exercise this patience. I'm holding some investments that haven't even launched and it's been 6 years. Like, I understand that, look, real companies take real time and they launch when they're ready to launch and all their I's are dotted and the T's are crossed.
Yeah.
So it just is what it is when you're investing.
Honestly, like, it's sad to see. All I see in the community is like, you know, oh, these guys haven't launched within the past 3 months. They took them, they're 1 month over schedule. I can't wait to dump my entire bag. It's like,
you're fighting your own bag right away too.
You really think that's a good investment strategy? It's like, oh, I invested in this legitimate company, you know, that was only four or five months ago.
Nothing.
It's not that long.
No.
They haven't launched in time. I can't wait to dump my bag. Like, oh my God.
It's
really sad to see. But anyway, look, everyone's responsible for their own decisions. So if you want to FUD your own bags and dump your bags and lose all your money, that's up to you. But we're here to try to, you know, explain why it's smart not to do that.
Yeah.
So going back to actually the data ownership protocol, it's a really cool project. It allows people to have private transactions, private holdings. You can selectively disclose your transactions or your holdings, anything on Ethereum. So that means if I hold something on ETH, I can make it private. So you can't, because right now the blockchain is completely transparent. Yeah, right? Yeah. You go to my wallet on Etherscan, see everything I hold, see everything I transact. But with DOP, I can make my holdings private. And if I want to send you coins, I can make that transaction private. That is a killer application on Ethereum, and we have a new Ethereum ETF narrative, which I think all the legit projects on Ethereum are going to see a massive catalyst from money flowing from institutions into Ethereum. So for me, DOP being one of the most innovative projects on Ethereum has to be a long-term hold.
Absolutely. But this sounds so against regulations, you know, don't they want transparency? Don't they want, you know, to see everything that you're doing? Isn't that what the government wants? Mm. But this project is actually fully compliant, collaborating with industry leaders like Chainalysis. Chainalysis works very closely with government agencies and various law enforcement agencies. So they're working hand in hand with the government officials. They're doing everything by the books to ensure that this is fully regulated and fully compliant. Mm-hmm. So ticking a lot of boxes that way. The UX, the user experience, the user interface is very sharp, very clean, easy to understand and use. Hence why I believe that there's been, since Mainnet launched a month ago, a million new wallets, 400,000 verified emails, and 20,000 KYC'd. Mm-hmm. This is like
legit
insane adoption.
Yeah.
Super insane adoption. Like, clearly there's a demand for this. The team does a very good job of marketing and getting their name well known. I think there's like some really close connections to Binance. Maybe we'll see a Binance listing, you know? So,
but they're 1 month late on launch. I'm going to dump my bag.
Yeah, well, sorry for you, bro.
Yeah, exactly. All right,
exercise and patience.
I think DOP's going to be a winner long term, so dump your bag at your own peril. All right, let's move on to another coin, which, again, like, this has been, you know, we invested in the pre-sale for this one a while ago. They haven't really done much, but we know this is an absolutely 100% legit project, legit team in a real sector, which I think is going to see a lot of adoption when it really starts to rise again, and that's Focus. Focus being built by DeSo. So this is like decentralized social. And we saw what happened like with FriendTech and a couple of, there was like that star something on Avalanche. We saw there is a bit of a, there's a demand
there's
here.
There's a demand.
But no one's really nailed the platform. Like FriendTech, the platform sucked.
Dog shit.
It was glitchy.
Yeah.
It was slow. It was just terrible. Yeah. And like, you need to have a sleek platform with real features and a proven team. And I think the team behind DeSo and like Natter, DeSo, Focus being their killer app, I think this thing is going to absolutely crush it.
Bro, this thing raised $80 million in 3 weeks.
Huge.
The white paper is like 45 pages long. Mm-hmm. I read every single word of that white paper to understand exactly what I'm investing in and why I decided to put money into that Focus pre-sale launch, because it's so fair. And pretty much anybody who did invest at these early round prices got 100% bonus.
Right.
So if you put $20,000 worth of DeSo or USDT in via their hero swap, which was fucking so simple to use as well from that. Anyways, that's a tangent on the hero swap thing, which is really cool. I think like that is really neat. If you put $20,000 in, you're getting $20,000 worth of Focus tokens vested over, it's like 2 to 4 years or something.
The bonus tokens are vested.
But you get your original investment back.
Immediately.
So you get your original investment back, which is the 20K.
Yep.
And then they're forcing you to be part of the ecosystem for a longer period of time, because you still have that $20,000 that's yet to be vested in Focus tokens.
Yeah.
It's the fairest launch you can ever possibly imagine.
Yeah, the way that they did the investment is great. And, you know, when you look at the actual Focus platform and like what they've built, so decentralized social, the whole pitch is that you can earn for posting on social media. So, you know, like, we are content creators. We don't make money from posting a TikTok video. Well, I mean, if you're in the United States, you can earn like a little bit, but, you know, like, we're not posting on X again. Like, we're in Canada, so we don't actually earn. So you can't earn on that. We earn a little bit from ads on YouTube, but like really not much at all. But decentralized social, what Focus is going to allow you to do is actually get paid. You create good content, you get paid directly. And it's going to integrate with all the existing channel or existing platforms. So it supports X, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, Twitch, all these things. If you've built up a following on these platforms and you port them over and connect to your new Focus account, you get paid for that as well. So it's going to integrate your content directly into Focus. It's going to integrate your existing communities that you've built up on other channels. Basically, it's like, all right, we want everyone to come post on Focus. If your content is good, you get paid. It's that simple.
And with this airdrop, this Focus airdrop, it's not like one of these bullshit point systems where you have no idea, like, okay, I've done a bunch of trading. How much am I getting? It's guesswork. You can literally go on to Focus and you can see, I have 10,000 followers on Twitter. Your account is worth $500. Mm-hmm. It gives you an objective dollar amount of what you're bringing to the platform.
Yep.
There are so many monetization features with DeSo and with Focus. Paid repost is advertising. So instead of just a retweet or seeing like just an ad pop up, it's like, here's X amount of dollars, repost it. Okay, I'll do it.
Yep.
Paid messages. So, you know, if you get a message on Instagram or whatever, or X, and you can pay money to get to the top of somebody's inbox. So let's say I want to talk to Elon. I have this business proposal. Mm-hmm. I can spend $100,000 and be at the top of this guy's, you know, box versus all this. So it's also going to get rid of a lot of the bots, where you're going to have all these, you know, we get all these spam things coming through.
For sure.
Because they're not going to want to pay $1 per message. So it's going to filter that out. Creator coins and all revenue that is generated through Focus can be shared with everybody. 100% of the revenue from Focus goes to all the holders.
Yeah, I think it's important to talk about that creator coins, because that was kind of like the value proposition for Frentech and this other one on Avalanche, which I can't remember the name of. It was creator coins. It's all about creator coins. You know, you buy the Nifty coin, you buy the Jolly coin, and, you know, you trade it, blah, blah, blah. That is just one element. But Focus has creator coins as a key part of the ecosystem. So once you get onto Focus, you know, we create our portfolios, then you can still invest in us as creators. So they've got that whole element, which made Frentech so popular there for a little bit. They've got that built into Focus among many, many other killer features. So all you have to do is go, you know, read a little bit about Focus. Look how sleek the platform looks in the previews. This is not some old, buggy, shitty platform like Frentech was. This is going to be, in my opinion, the number one app for decentralized social. I think Focus is going to be an absolute killer for a coin that's potentially going to have a massive valuation. Look at the DeSo team. Look at the things they've built. DeSo themselves is backed by Coinbase Ventures, Sequoia, Pantera.
$200 million ecosystem fund.
Huge. They got big money behind them, built for years and years of success. I think Focus has to be one of the best coins of 2024 that hasn't launched yet.
What I really like is you're able to customize your For You page, so you're not getting the same fucking misinformation, biased shit that is always on your feed all the time.
Yep.
And the bounty hunt. So if you find somebody and invite them to DSO, and I think this is going to attract a lot of big users, you bring them over, you get a percentage of what they make on that platform forever.
That's cool.
So that's going to incentivize. People are going to be fucking out there. Come to focus. Come to be nuts. So.
Yeah, I like it. All right, let's move on to number three on the list. Again, this is not in any particular order. This is just the third one we're talking about. It's a project that, yeah, we've invested in the pre-sale for this one as well. We think this is going to be one of these hot kind of AI gaming coins. We likened it a lot to Aether, which, you know, performed very well from people that were able to get into the pre-sale, the private sale. It's Carve. So Carve is, they're building the largest modular data layer for gaming and AI. It's all about how data is used in gaming apps and AI apps. And if you look at crypto and what sectors can potentially lead to mass adoption, can onboard tons of people and money into crypto, it's AI and gaming. And when you look at all the different apps and games and AI protocols that are going to be used on the blockchain, the center of it all is data. And what Carve is doing with things like the Carve ID is allowing, you know, people can start to monetize their own data, use their data across different, you know, cross-chain, cross-app, all kinds of things. It's all about data, gaming, and AI, and I think it's going to be a winner.
Yeah, sitting at the intersection of DPIN and data, where you're able to own, control, monetize your data, I think that goes a long way. This is using like a modular data layer. So it's like a flexible and scalable data architecture, which is going to be really good for developers. And in addition, I think the users of anything associated with this ecosystem will do quite well. They're taking data and turning it into passive income for a lot of the users. And this will contribute to the growing ecosystem. So I think user engagement and personalization, the user engagement will skyrocket because of the personalization. So the game experiences will be like the content will be tailored to the users through these AI agents and through the ID that you're referring to. So, you know, maybe like some of these NPCs in the game will be a lot different,
right?
Versus how, you know, they're usually like just a generic like walk around,
yeah.
And
like the people we see when we walk around outside, NPCs. Yeah.
You're like in like GTA 5 or whatever. It's like they're all doing the same shit.
Yeah.
They'll be customized and be able to and change in the games. I think there's gonna be a lot of security and fraud prevention because of Carve. So big things as a gamer that I like to look for is these tailored environments, but also like the security and fraud side of things, and not allowing maybe like these hackers to get in and nerf the game, like kind of gets a bit annoying.
Yeah, I mean, look at the traction that Carve already has, and the token hasn't even launched, right? Carve ID, they've already got nearly a million users onboarded, right? And this project is still in its infancy. They've already got a million users onboarded. They've worked with clients in gaming such as EA, Electronic Arts, right? Like maybe you're going to get your Carve ID and you can play with your NCAA football.
That's it, baby.
Throwing touchdowns.
I'm going to start plugging my fucking user ID for that. I'm going to be dunking on
it. Nifty. But yeah, I mean, look, these guys are, they won the Binance BNB Chain Incubation Program. They've got huge backers, raised like, I think, over 20 mil from top VCs. They've collaborated with Google Cloud, with Aether. They've got a lot of good things going for them. They've seen massive adoption. They haven't even launched yet. So I think when you look at gaming, AI, and data, Carve is going to be at the intersection. I think it's going to be a big winner for this bull cycle.
I see that they have this thing called the Carve AI. It's Kara. It's their AI-driven personal agent tailored to help users navigate Carve. It's a personalized gaming assistant on Carve Play that has social network plugins for Telegram with seamless integrations with Web3 wallets, ID integrations, and Ton-based games and social networking. Right. Look at the Ton coin.
Yeah.
Look at Telegram. The fact that this has integrations into that already, I think that's something you need to watch because this is a product that's already doing $1 million a month in recurring revenue.
100%.
And it hasn't even really started yet.
Yeah, it's early stages. So I think Carve, watch for the Carve launch, which hopefully isn't too far away. This one could be a winner. Let's move on to, you know, we're kind of talking about AI there for a bit. So let's move on to what is one of the best looking AI projects that hasn't launched yet. And that is KIP Protocol. So KIP is, you know, first of all, when you look at KIP Protocol, what they've done, they won the Tencent Cloud Prize at the 2023 Chainlink Constellation Hackathon. Tencent being one of the largest tech companies in the world. So they're already on the radar of some absolutely massive players. Now, what KIP is doing is they're looking to create an AI ecosystem that is decentralized, so kind of like BitTensor, but also like allows people to monetize and get rewarded for what they actually contribute to AI models. So whether it's building an AI app, contributing data to an AI algorithm or AI large language learning model, they want to actually allow you to to be rewarded, to make money, to monetize your participation in AI. Because with Web 2, you know, you're not being rewarded. If you're, you know, using ChatGPT and help training their models, you're actually paying for that, right? You're not being rewarded at all. So they're flipping, they're using the whole ethos of crypto and decentralization, flipping it on its head. KIP protocol is allowing for the decentralization and monetization in AI.
That's what I really like about KIP. It's like allowing anybody to actually monetize, whether they're on the front end and a user of the application or on the back end creating the applications. So I want to find some like real world examples, and let's talk about the ownership first. So when you create an AI model or collect data, KIP protocol turns these into digital assets and essentially turns them into NFTs. So it's proving that you're the owner of any one of these models. So let's say you made a model. So what I have here, real world example. KIP protocol makes it easy for different AI models to work together. So let's say you create an AI model that predicts the weather patterns. You can use a KIP protocol to make sure you get paid every time someone uses your model. Or let's say you gather data on traffic patterns. You can share this data securely and get paid automatically whenever the app uses your data.
Right.
So you're constantly getting paid no matter whether you're on the back end, the front end. So if somebody uses your model, you're receiving it. If you're the one collecting the data and provide it, you're the one who's receiving money for it. And you can also control who has access to it. So it's kind of like a project we've spoken about before, like DOP, mm-hmm. where you can select your transparency. You can select on who is able to gain access to your models and utilize it, which is pretty cool.
100%. I mean, you know, moving forward in the world, you're going to see AI absolutely infiltrate every single sector. And, you know, what we believe is going to happen is, you know, and if you believe what Larry Fink has been saying, everything's going to be tokenized. Everything's going to be tokenized and everything is going to be completely disrupted with AI. So if you combine the two, tokenizing, AI, and data, that's where KIP protocol comes in. So yeah, you can run down the list of real world examples like, you know, tokenizing music or, you know, audio or movies or film for training for recommendation. To KIP protocol, again, if someone owns the music or owns the movie or owns the film, that's where that comes in. Whether it's retail sales, consumer data, all these financial market, anything data related, If you're compiling the data and contributing that data, if you're doing it using the KIP protocol ecosystem, you're being rewarded for it. So what it's going to do is actually it's going to incentivize people to take part. And by doing that, it's going to create a snowball effect of like, okay, if you have all this valuable data, you don't want to just give it to, you know, OpenAI and you have to pay for it. With KIP protocol, it's about decentralization, monetization. It's really, you know, going against the whole monopolistic structure of current AI models. OpenAI, XAI, Google, you know, if they take over the entire AI industry, they're going to be boxing out everyone with their closed source things and not rewarding anyone. You know, winner takes all. They control everything. But with these decentralized AI protocols like BitTensor, who we obviously have loved from the start, and now KIP protocol and a couple of other ones, there's not many. This is where I think you can see a large crowdthink, groupthink, like big snowball effect of different things happening. That's actually going to reward people for participation. And that's why I like KIP.
Yeah, it's really going to onboard a lot of people, I think, into AI and the monetization side of things is, you know, that's what everybody's looking for. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it makes sense why they're one of only 20 winners from a competitive field of 18,000 participants at this Chainlink Constellation Hackathon.
100%. All right, let's talk about the last one on our top five list for best coins of 2024 that haven't launched yet. This is one we haven't really spoken about much yet. We've spoken about the ecosystem it's in, but I think we need to bring light to it today. So if you've been following this show, you know we were very bullish on CoreDAO. But a new project that's going to be launching on CoreDAO, which we think is going to be a massive winner, is the number one officially backed by CoreDAO DEX decentralized exchange for the CoreDAO ecosystem, and that's CoreX.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, hop over to corex.network, have a look at it, play around with it. We're not going to overcomplicate this one because it can't be overcomplicated. Mm-hmm. It's very simple. This is a decentralized exchange. It's using social networking features along with artificial intelligence to make it a really easy to use decentralized exchange to ensure that you receive the best rates, to ensure you get the best trades, whether you're a beginner trader or somebody who's new to crypto, or you're an experienced veteran who's been in crypto for a long time. This is powered by CoreDAO. Huobi HTX Ventures, and what I like is that 45% of the supply is being utilized for staking rewards and all that stuff. So most of the supply is going to be for the participants of the ecosystem. I think you're going to be able to stake like we are our CoreDAO tokens now and receiving a healthy APY. I like projects like this where I'm able to do that.
100%. Well, here's a potential path for massive success for CoreX. So CoreDAO, as we know, is onboarding people via their non-custodial Bitcoin staking.
Yeah.
We know that institutions around the world have been stacking massive bags of Bitcoin, and we also know that institutions like earning passive yield on their investments. So once institutions realize that they can start staking their Bitcoin without actually giving up their Bitcoin on the CoreDAO ecosystem, they're going to start doing it. And then, as we talked about before about CoreDAO, it's a Trojan horse into the CoreDAO ecosystem because what they're earning from staking their non-custodial Bitcoin is Core tokens.
Yeah.
Then, if they, now they're compiling these massive bags of Core tokens. What are they going to do with these Core tokens? They have to get into the Core ecosystem somehow. What is the officially backed gateway into the Core ecosystem? It's CoreX.
It's correct.
Right?
It's easy.
So this is a potential institutional onboard gateway, CoreX. If you start to see projects building on CoreX, building different Bitcoin staking dApps, all kinds of things, the only way people are going to be able to get access to these tokens is through CoreX. So that's why I'm very bullish on CoreDAO. I'm very bullish on CoreX. The officially backed DEX for the Core ecosystem.
To me, it's like I view this as like how Uniswap is for Ethereum. I view this as like the Uniswap for Bitcoin because there's a $1 trillion asset that isn't being utilized in DeFi yet because it's too clunky and complicated, all these things. It's going to funnel into Core and it's going to funnel into DeFi within the CoreDAO ecosystem. And this is going to be the official DEX. So,
yep, no brainer.
Simple.
No brainer. I like it. Hey, if there's any other coins that haven't launched in 2024, whether they're pre-sale, private sale, or they're about to launch, let us know in the comments because we're always looking for new pre-launch gems.
Yes, make sure you guys tune into the next episode.
That one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.